With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Ranchers are keeping an eye on what's happening with meat processing plants, some which have recently closed and are now reopening after President Trump's order to keep meat processing plants open. Some stores like Costco are limiting the amount of meat products that customers can get when they shop. Dr. Daryl Peel is a livestock economist and says what we're experiencing now is different than the panic buying we saw early on in the pandemic when people were stocking their freezers.
Well, this time I think we're actually going to see some disruptions in the flow of product to the grocery stores. We had shortages in the grocery store really much of the last month or so. The early stages of that were really just logistical bottlenecks. Now we actually have a deficit of product. So for example, on the beef side, in the last 3 weeks, we have produced about 300 million pounds less beef than we did in the same period 1 year ago.
But Dr. Peel says there is hope things will improve, but it will take a little while.
I think it's possible, optimistically, that we, in the next week or two, see the worst of these health impacts on the labor force at these plants, and then begin to work our way out of it. It takes a couple weeks probably after that. It still takes some time to get caught up. Again, on the beef side, we're sufficiently backlogged. If we stay at significantly reduced capacities for another couple weeks, we're talking several months to catch back up.
He says the goal for producers has now changed from making a profit to surviving. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.